joined today on Community Matters by Tony Miller, director of the CASA of CASA of the 17th, and also Kim Springer, director of NCK CASA, as they're here to talk about an event coming up early next week. But first, welcome. Good morning to both of you. And Tony, just kind of start off telling us a little bit about CASA itself.
Okay. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. What we do is we consist of members of the community that are volunteers that when a child comes into the court system for as a victim of abuse or neglect, a judge can assign a CASA volunteer to that child's case. And basically what we do is serve as another set of eyes and ears for the court. We advocate for that child and or the sibling unit. We do our own independent investigation into the child's life and make informed recommendations to the judge on what we feel is in the best interest of that child moving forward.
How long have you been involved with CASA?
I've been involved with CASA since 2008.
All right. What spurred you to be involved?
Well, I was in law enforcement for 12 years, and then I was in juvenile probation area for several years. Mm-hmm. And when the opening came up, I started working in the Hayes CASA office and then transferred over to Osborne office in 2010 up to the CASA of the 17th Judicial District. When I was in law enforcement, I taught the DARE program and always had a kind of special place for helping kids in need.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Kim Springer is director of NCK CASA, and she's with us as well here on Community Matters. And I think this is really, we want to talk about the event coming up on Monday, but also it's about educating, informing people about what CASA is, because I think there's a lot of people that don't know what CASA stands for or what they do, and Tony did a pretty good job of explaining there, but what would you like to say to in addition to that?
Well, this is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Okay, step up the mic just a little bit. We want to hear you.
This is Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, so we've been doing a lot of promotion to let people know that we're here. Basically, like you said, we're another set of eyes and ears, just helps the judge and the court get a full rounded picture of what's going on in that child's life. And gives that child an advocate that they can rely on, an adult that's going to be with them throughout their circumstances at that point. A lot of times the adults are the ones that are letting them down, and we give them somebody that they can depend on. So,
is there, and help me differentiate if there is a difference in regards to, we've been hearing this has been a big topic of conversation with the state. In fact, we had a story on it just the other day about foster care and the problems that the state of Kansas has. And I know of a friend of ours that may have to take in a couple of kids in relation because of some issues within the family, whatever it may be. And so it'd be better for them to take them in than the kids being split and going somewhere else.
Yeah, we see a lot of times that we're having troubles finding placement for children. And the nice thing about having a CASA is we can give an opinion about, you know, the placement or if the siblings being split up is really detrimental to them or if how they're handling it. So it does really give them, the court, some insight on how they are doing with the placement and how the placement is even treating them. Mm-hmm. That CASA goes and visits them there as well.
What's it take to be a volunteer, CASA volunteer?
It's a 30-hour training, and NCK CASA is actually getting ready to do April 30th in Concordia. We're doing a class to set up a schedule to start that 30-hour class, and then we do court visits and things like that. So they can contact either one of us if they're interested in our areas.
All right, Kim Springer, who's the director of NCK CASA, and Tony Miller, director of CASA of the 17th, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. So that's a little bit of background about CASA. Now you have an event coming up next week. Tell us about this.
We do. We're going to have Chris Cakes come out to Beloit to the municipal building. And they're a fun group. They do some throwing of the pancakes and really get into it. It's April 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Municipal building downtown in Beloit at 119 North Hershey. We have some good deals for the kids. We're also having a 50-50 raffle if anybody's interested. And anybody in the Beloit area that would be interested, the Wellness Center has donated a $100 gift certificate. So if you buy a 50-50, you'll also be put into that to win the gift certificate.
Okay, what's the idea behind the event? Tell us about that.
Well, basically, we wanted to do a dual event together. Mm-hmm. It helps us. We have a very rural area, and we thought if we could do something together, we're going to kind of cover more ground, bring CASA and the Child Abuse Prevention Month kind of more to light if we could work together. So we came up with something fun for the kids and family, just kind of a fun night out.
You said pancakes. I haven't eaten breakfast yet. That's why I'm going to have those microwave pancakes here in just a little bit. Probably the ones you have Monday will be a little bit better than those.
They might be.
Well, I asked Tony why he got involved with CASA. How about you, Kim?
Well, I also was in law enforcement for 14 years towards the city. We moved back 2 years ago. And I decided to get in to CASA after working with DCF for a short time. I'm a forensic interviewer, a different part of that. But so I feel very strongly about working with children. They're kind of the underserved. They can't speak out for themselves. So we kind of just give them that voice.
Is there anything else that you guys like to add before we let you go here this morning?
I can't think of anything. We'd really appreciate it if everyone wants to come out and enjoy some great pancakes next Monday at 5 o'clock.
Is there a website or anywhere to go online where you can learn a little bit more about it?
The best place to look for this event and more information on CASA is you can go to either one of our Facebook pages. Ours is just search for CASA of the 17th Judicial District.
Okay.
Or you can search for NCK CASA on their Facebook page. And there's a lot of information there, contact information. And we're always, both of us, are always looking for more volunteers, board members, and anyone else that would just like to help in any other way. We are a nonprofit organization, so any help that we can get from the community is very much appreciated.
So if they go there, they would be able to find a way to contact you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Perfect. Well, thank you for everything that you guys do. We need more volunteers in this world in lots of different areas, but certainly in this area, it sounds like it's needed. And we appreciate Tony Miller, Director of CASA of the 17th, and Kim Springer, Director of NCK CASA, joining us again here today. One last time, the event on Monday, what time and where again?
It's April 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Beloit Municipal Building. So come out and join us.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys, for coming in. 7:54 is our time. That's Community Matters here on a special edition on a Tuesday, April the 16th, 2019. Brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.